Hi, welcome to Stitchology. I am Tina Krog, and I am the pastor at St. Jacob Lutheran Church in Massillon, Ohio.
And I am Angel Jackson. I am pastor at St. Jacob's Lutheran Church in Northampton, Ohio.
This causes much confusion amongst our colleagues.
Sometimes we get other people's mail, like each other's mail.
Yeah, it's a real thing. Great. So we are so excited you're going to join us on this journey of what we call devotional crafting. And we thought it would be helpful to kind of set a framework of what we believe devotional crafting is.
Yeah. So the sense of crafting as a way of connecting to God. And a part of that for me is about being co-creators, right? Like in the very beginning, in Genesis, God puts people in the garden to tend it. And so I have noticed that I feel more connected to God when I do something creative to really acknowledge that role of being a co-creator.
That is definitely the case for me. I am always around Lent or Advent when people are passing out those devotional booklets, I do really good with it for about 2 days. And then I am bored out of my mind and it just feels like homework and not like spirituality for me. But when I'm sitting on the couch and I'm working on my cross stitch and I get in that flow, that is when I feel connected to God.
Yeah. Me too.
So one of the things that I'm really passionate about is about thinking about crafting as legitimate art. I've kind of come a long way on this. For a long time, I thought my crafting hobbies was just something silly that I did. And I've come a long way in being able to see that crafting is legitimate art. So you know me pretty well. Why would I have thought crafting wasn't legitimate?
Wasn't?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think sometimes, like we do make a distinction, right? Like the world makes a distinction sometimes between what is craft and what is art, but I don't know that it's always super clear. A lot of like of those lines get blurred. Well, I don't know, patriarchy?
Patriarchy is real. I mean, think about what we consider to be the crafts, right? The crafting professions are often needlework or seamstresses or blacksmiths, those sorts of things that have been delegated to groups that society would like to place them in a minority status. And the fine arts, I'm using air quotes here, would be like the painting and the sculpting, which usually, if we look through European history, like kind of came through people who were trained and had a degree or.
So that professionalization of things.
Often male centered because they could afford it.
Yeah, for sure. Now, when we're talking about crafting, I mean, the things that kind of pop into my mind personally are like knitting and crocheting. And that's partly because those are some of my crafts of choice. Sewing, or you know, like I don't know, when I was little, it was like making little pot holders,
yeah.
But I think you and I are thinking about crafting when we talk about devotional crafting and co-creators with God. We have like we're trying to have an expansive view of that. So, you cross stitch,
I do, yeah. And the patterns that we will be offering freely throughout our podcast are designed by moi, so have a little grace. And I also do some embroidery. I'm starting to do some mixed media textile work now, which is kind of exciting. But I like the idea of thinking about intentionality as a crafting practice, that when we are doing something with intention, guided by the grace of God, that it becomes a specialty and we become craftsmen in that thing. Mm-hmm. So that can be anything. It can be our parenting can become a craft if we're doing that with intentionality. And I know you know a lot of bakers.
Yeah.
And chefs, that sort of stuff. It reminds me of the old ancient mystic monk who would talk about peeling potatoes as a prayer practice, because when he would be in the kitchen preparing the meal for his fellow brother monks, he knew he was providing them a gift from God in that meal. And so he was praying as he peeled potatoes. And I love that idea.
Me too. And so as we're talking about craft in the midst of this podcast, we're going to be expansive about what we mean by that, right? Like, you provide these amazing patterns. I started the stitch along in Advent and I did not get very long, partly because it's just not my thing, right? So I'm gonna be knitting. I got my knitting with me. But we're also gonna talk to people who bake, who garden, mm-hmm. Who bead. So, you know, join us on this journey, whether you're gonna use the stitch along patterns or not, because these podcasts are gonna be a great way to do all of those things as you co-create. To engage in them in a prayerful way.
And no matter what craft form it is the right form. So even if it's just doodling in the margins of your planner, if that is what helps you create a space where you can hear and think about God that feels set apart from the world, then that is the right craft for you.
Yeah. And we're going to talk to some guests. Mm-hmm. Who have very different ideas of what it looks like to craft. And so maybe along the way that will help you to discern a craft that speaks to you and feeds your soul in the ways that we're hoping they will.
And if you're a person who likes to design stuff, please get in touch with us because we would love to be able to suggest craft alternatives that are different to what we personally like to do. So keep us in mind. Just give us a little shout out and we'll be in touch.
For sure.
Our next season of the podcast is going to be Mother God, which is based and inspired on the children's picture book, Mother God, which is fantastic. We will give you more details about that. But really, we are going to be exploring the feminine images of God found throughout Scripture.
Excellent. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.